Jukebox, check it out. Down Child Blues Band will be performing at Massey Hall on May 13th. And back to the music, we just heard something from Kathleen Edwards, a song called Options Open. It came out on Total Freedom, which was released on August 14th, 2020. She's from Ottawa, Ontario, and actually quit music for a little bit and opened a coffee shop called Quitters. But that particular record that came out a couple years ago is the one that brought her back into the scene. So lovely to have her back. She was on the road with Jason Isbell not too long ago. Angela Amarulik has a song called Stranger of My Kind. This album was released in 2022, which is wonderful. She's from Nunavut and a great singer-songwriter. Rahil Fables featuring Beck. Beck is back. We love Beck. He's, in my personal opinion, the guy who most resembles David Bowie in this day and age. He sort of can be anything he wants to be, a folk singer, a rock and roller, a dance guy. It's amazing. Right now, we're going to hear something from Manitou Miigwech Singers. Here it is on the jukebox. Hey, hey, oh, hey. Hey, hey.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Big love to our sponsors, Paul Hahn and Company, Toronto's piano store. They do everything piano related: sales, tuning, repair, refinishing, restoration, and everything in between.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Chicago D. does it mean? He's your man, he's my man. It's all the same.
Music from the Queen of Funk, that is Betty Davis, Your Man, My Man. She moved to New York City in the early 60s, and she was only 16 years old, hung out with a bunch of musicians, including Jimi Hendrix, Sly Stone, and Miles Davis, who she later on actually married. They divorced, and basically they were a force of nature that couldn't be reckoned with, both of them, and so they couldn't be together. They had to be separate and make their own crazy music, and boy, are we grateful for that, but I wish that... They had a good amicable split. That's the hope, right? Music from Brock Stonefish, a song called Turtle Island is coming up. Gord Banford also has a new country song called Fired Up. He's from Alberta, and I got a crazy story, but I was at the Junos playing at the Juno Cup and brought my hockey bag and didn't bring a jockstrap. Gord Banford was nice enough to loan me his jockstrap. I know it sounds disgusting. It isn't. Really, because it was an extra one that he just had in his bag and it hadn't been used. But he gave it to me and he said he did not want it back, and I don't blame him. So, Gord, I still have your jockstrap. Before Gord Banford, let's check out Brock Stonefish with Turtle Island on the jukebox.
Stand can go. Well, I know, yes, I know you don't know. No. Well, you know, Columbus called me Indio. Called me a savage. If she ever called me darling, it would not be at her advantage. 'Cause I want a girl from Turtle Island, long dark hair, so pretty smiling. Real name.
know, yes, I know, you don't know. Wanna be like me, I guess they end up turning around to call me a savage.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.